You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Pack up your skeleton bones and your spooks and your specters. Halloween's over. It's November time, and it's also Nerd Overload time, the pop and geek culture show that's starting now. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
We have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news, but first, let's talk about some things we've been checking out. And you know what? I'm taking the reins. I'm going to do my check it outs.
Go for it.
And my first check it out is something from Halloween times. So last week, we played a song in the middle of the show by master actor Tim Curry.
Thespian.
Classic thespian Tim Curry.
Acting.
No, and the video itself has kind of gone around the last couple of years as kind of like a meme kind of video sort of thing. But it's from an actual movie. It's from a movie called The Worst Witch that is like was taken from a series of British books from the 70s, I guess.
Pre-Harry Potter.
You know what? I was going to get to that. The story of the Worst Witch is there's this school for wizards, for witches, that it's like an all-girls school for witches that has one character that is like chronically bad at at all the spells.
The Worst Witch.
The Pig Pimples Academy.
Yeah, right. yes. Miss Cackle's School for Witch Girls, I think is what it's called. But she inadvertently stops like an evil super witch from taking over the school. Guess what? It's just Harry Potter.
I think this is Little Witch Academia.
You know, it might be a little bit of that. It's on my list. I still haven't watched it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah, but no, this movie, the parallels between it and Harry Potter, at least the first couple of Harry Potter books, are astounding. Like, a lot of the sets are the same. There is a character that is basically Professor McGonagall and Professor Snape mixed together. There's an extended scene where they're learning to use their brooms by a professor that has like flying goggles and stuff. There's a special like flying type thing that they have to do, kind of like Quidditch. There's a scene that takes place in the bath, like the lavatory, like the common room lavatory, like, you know, the one that the ghost lives in and watches people use the restroom in Moaning Myrtle. It's like almost like J.K. Rowling like cribbed a lot of this stuff for Harry Potter, at least the first book. It's astounding.
Maybe
to
without
watch.
Even realizing it.
Wasn't she homeless when she wrote Harry Potter?
I don't think she was. Was she homeless or was she just really destitute?
Something.
Anyway,
now she's the richest woman in the entire universe.
Yes, and this book series came out in the 70s, so there's no, and it was exclusively British, so there's no way, it's too big of a coincidence, is what I'm saying. Mm. Anyway, this movie is not super great. It's definitely for children. It's kind of difficult to find unless you know where to look.
So the
cast is actually pretty interesting. Diana Rigg, who was in the original Avengers TV series and movie, but not that Avengers, the ones that are the British spies. Yeah, she was Emma Peel from that.
Yeah,
although I know her from The Great Muppet Caper as like the owner of the diamond.
Yeah.
She's
Cow
in
now,
it.
Brown Cow.
Yeah, the headmistress of the school was on The Facts of Life.
Mm.
Was the older woman from that.
Headmaster Grumblebore.
Yeah.
I never watched that show.
Okay, never mind.
Tootie.
That's the show. you nailed it there.
I just said the only character's name I know from that show.
And you probably got it from a Family Guy episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, the little girl who plays the titular Worst Witch is Firuza Balk, who is in a bunch of movies. Most folks know her from either The Craft or Bobby Boucher's killer girlfriend from
The Waterboy.
Her name sounds like a Willy Wonka character.
It does, very much so.
Yeah, because Veruca Salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, this movie, it was weird. There were more songs in it other than Tim Curry's weird song in the middle, although his has the most production to it. Like, it's almost like he walked on set saying, I wrote this song for my role, and you're going to find out how to put it in this movie.
That's why it sounds like he's making it up as he goes, and then they have to make the music up along with it.
Hey, has anyone seen my tambourine? So, no, watch.
He always keeps a plush heart in his pocket.
He does. Hearts a quiver. You can't see it, but I'm making the heartbeat with my, with you your know, hand. With my hand movements. Yes.
The Worst Witch sounds like Harry Potter and Little Witch Academia mashed up.
I will have to take your word for it because I don't know Little Witch Academia.
Well, the main character is a girl who wants to be a witch more than anything, and mm-hmm. she's very, very bad at it.
Well, yeah, that's it then. Yeah, that's pretty much it. They almost name everybody gets a cat as like a prize for being like the top student, and she's like the bottom student. So she gets the worst cat, and she's the only one that doesn't get a black cat. So there's an extended scene where they're like, "So what are you going to name your cat?" And she gives it a name that in the early 90s would not be culturally insensitive,
but is
however
now.
Is not a good thing to say. If she, yeah, it was an ironic name because it's the only not black cat, so she named it.
Okay,
yeah,
wait, what? Oh, okay.
yeah, see, do you get it now, Josh?
Yeah. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, like, to, like, Rats in the Walls, like, Lovecraft name of the cat.
Oh, God!
No. She didn't go full Lovecraft on it, but, I mean, it's definitely...
Okay. It's,
also, Rats in the Walls is a great story.
It is, except for that part.
Yeah. Yeah, except for the racism.
Well,
but that's an undercurrent in every H.P. Lovecraft story.
Yeah, have you heard of H.P. Lovecraft's cat's name? Have you ever, like, his actual cat's name? It's
His actual cat, no.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad.
Oh, the dude was awful.
Oh, he was an awful.
He was a horrible racist.
Awful human
and yet,
being.
I own his complete works.
Well, anyway, moving on from the Worst Witch.
You separate the art from the artist.
Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah. So moving on from the Worst Witch, the other thing that I kind of did, this was a couple weeks ago because I didn't really get a chance to talk about it last week. Cody, while you were doing all of your 31 days of scary, spooky movies.
That kind of petered out here at the end.
Petered out, yeah. Well, you got close. You got 3 weeks. So.
No, we did it all last year, but no. Not this year because Sabrina came out.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah.
I mean, it kind of counts.
Yeah. Well, I instead had a mini marathon of movies starring Rock the Dwayne Johnson. We called it...
The Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, we called it Rocktoberfest.
Like, as you would.
As you would. So, I say we almost had this marathon because we started, like, 3 movies and then ended up, like, ending them within 10 minutes. So, I started Baywatch.
I'm sorry.
That movie's bad. Jordan and I, we got it about 10 minutes into it and decided, no, we can't do this. So, we moved on to Skyline, the one where The Rock has a fake leg and fights a skyscraper.
That's a fairly new one.
It's a fairly new one. It's incredibly boring.
Is it a remake of that Anna Nicole Smith film?
Yes.
I believe the same name.
It is of the same name, yes. you'd be surprised. Yeah, there's someone's trying to blow up the tallest building in the world. And The Rock has to save it with his leg. Guess what? It's boring as hell. The only good thing I can say about it is the CG work that they did to make The Rock seem as though he has a prosthetic limb. It was outstanding. Mm. Like, you would think he had the prosthetic limb. Because there are, like, almost every fight scene, it came off. And there's one fight scene where he's punching a guy while hopping on one leg because his prosthetic leg has popped off. And he's just a flopping... like pant leg on the other leg. And it's looked like real. It looked real. But we got about 15 minutes into that and got bored and turned it off. And we tried a couple other things. Nothing seemed to really work. So we ended up watching Get Smart, which is kind of a cop-out because it's more of a...
Steve Carell.
I didn't even remember that The Rock was in that.
The Rock is in that. And he has a fairly meaty role in it. But,
Meaty Rock.
Yeah. But to be fair, it was kind of a cop-out.
It's
a
good movie, though.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, I remember seeing it in theaters. It was pretty good.
Yeah, see, I love the original Get Smart. Have you ever seen any of those?
No.
Okay, it was it was like the movie, basically. It was amazing. The guy who did the voice, Don Adams, who was, went on to do the voice of Inspector Gadget, was Maxwell Smart. And it was like proto Mel Brooks films. Like that level of parody, because Mel Brooks was a writer for the show.
It was like a parody of spy films.
It was a spare. Yeah, absolutely. And it was really, really good. And the movie, the remake, was really good. I kind of wish they would make a second one of those. They probably won't, but...
My favorite thing, my favorite gag in the whole movie is the, I found the yellow cake. Also, they're having yellow cake.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was really good. That's pretty much all I have for check 'em outs.
Okay.
That's about it. So
I won't get into my Western adventures just yet, because me and Cody have both been playing that.
Yeah.
I've started a couple another anime series.
Okay.
In my weird impromptu anime
yeah,
romp.
Yeah, you've been a real anime boy lately.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know why. Maybe it's because of years of like just not being real regular with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Oh, I hate it when I'm irregular.
I mean, that's me every day.
With anime.
So anyway. So I started two series. They're both equally really weird.
Okay.
Not like JoJo weird, but pretty weird.
Oh, okay. Nothing's JoJo weird.
Yeah, nothing's
JoJo.
JoJo weird.
Let's see. One is called Cells at Work.
Oh, that looks cute.
It's actually not really that cute.
Oh.
Well, it is, but it's also incredibly informative.
Yeah, it's educational.
Yeah, it's almost like Magic School Bus meets Osmosis Jones, but not bad.
That, okay, I'm glad you said and but not bad, because before you said that, that sounded really bad.
Well, I mean, yeah. So every episode takes place within the body.
Okay.
And it's all the different cells in the body doing jobs.
At work.
At work. Mm. Yeah, they are at work.
Interesting.
It mostly focuses on red blood cell, well, a red blood cell.
And these are all anthropomorphized anime.
Oh, yeah, these
people.
Are all, like, you know, beautiful anime people.
Oh, of course.
Playing the different parts of...
Yeah. Red blood cells are delivery people, and they're always, like, carrying around packages that either are marked O2 or CO or baskets of food, which are nutrients.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of, like, science explanations flashing on the screen, also as they're talking about it. It's super, like, informative, but it's also kind of hard to watch, because it's... There is no dub. It's only in subtitle.
Yeah, this is a Crunchyroll.
Yeah, this is like brand new
experience.
In Japan. This
yeah.
is brand new in Japan.
Okay.
And so there's like all this science stuff flashing across the screen, but there's also they're talking about it. So it's like you got text all over the place.
Yeah, where's my pause button? I got to read all this.
Pretty much. But there's a red blood cell. She runs into a white blood cell a lot. And all the white blood cells are kind of psychopaths. They have like a... They're very... diligent in their killing of germs.
Ah, okay.
Well, and they're anime fight people, basically.
They're anime fight guys.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, cool.
Except they're always screaming, like, die germ and stuff like that and stabbing them with knives.
Huh.
And, like, they all wear, like, all white. They have very pale skin. And then they just get covered in red germ blood. But then, like, every episode, there's, like, some kind of threat going on. There was one about... stomach virus or food poisoning. That's what it was.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah. and it had a parasite in it too. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. It's super informative. Hmm. I haven't gotten to it, but I read about an episode. It's like episode 6 or something where it, I guess the science community was applauding its depiction of how the body reacts to cancer cells.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. That might be something worth checking out.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Like it's a neat show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like it. It's really weird, but it's kind of hard to binge watch because then your brain gets kind of like, okay, I need a break.
Sure. No, I understand.
Which led me to my other series that I started.
Okay, let's hear it.
So in my quest of anime schools that are weird, I started watching Assassination Classroom.
Oh, that's a good show.
It's been on my list for a while. I think I'm on episode 10 now. Assassination Classroom is about a class of students which are touted as the rejects of their school. Basically, they're all third-year students, and they're 3E. So they're like bottom of the rung. They're all like troubled students, bad students, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So they all get shipped to this classroom up the mountain from the main campus. It's mm-hmm. all run down and garbage and whatnot. where the school kind of wants to forget about them. And they use it as actually as a social structure to keep the other students in line. Like, you don't want to go to 3E, do you?
Okay, interesting.
But what they don't, well, what the principal knows it, but what the rest of the school doesn't know is the class of 3E is being tasked by the government to train as assassins to kill a super being.
Oh.
Who is also their teacher.
Oh.
He's not an alien, though he looks like one. He is some kind of super powerful octopus man who may have been human at one point. It's hard to say. I haven't really gotten that far. There's been like tidbits of information that he might have looked like a normal person once.
So this is one of the most anime sounding plots of a show that I think I've ever
heard. Oh, yeah.
The
whole thing that starts this guy made his appearance by blowing up 70% of the moon in like a matter of seconds. So there's a permanent crescent moon in the sky.
Oh,
interesting. And his thing is, he is going to destroy the Earth by the graduation of this class.
Oh, okay.
If they don't succeed in assassinating him. But his role is, he wants to be a great teacher to these kids while also they try to kill him. With weapons that are specifically designed to be harmless against humans, but lethal against him.
Huh.
So, like, the phrase anti-me BBs gets put out a lot. It's generally when he's talking about it.
Okay.
But yeah, he's got, like, he can fly around at Mach 20. He's got all these tentacle arms and stuff. He's also kind of insane. Like, an episode I just watched, him and two students flew to Hawaii to watch the premiere of some superhero film that he was super excited about.
Cool. I mean, that sounds weird enough to be, like, a good time.
It is. He definitely has this thing where he, like, brings out the best of each student or something. Mm. Like, he'll sit there and tutor them and whatnot and teach them valuable lessons and whatnot.
It's like a weird monster take on Great Teacher Onizuka.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Kinda,
sure.
Yeah.
I've seen an episode or two of that.
Sure. Yeah. But yeah, it's different.
Okay.
I read a lot of the manga that in high school, so... Mm.
Is that Onegai Teacher or Please Teacher?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that one.
Okay.
It's like this punk kid who ends up being a teacher somehow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But no, it's not bad. I've been watching the dub of that. The voice acting is not terrible. Though the main male student I did not realize was male until like episode 2. Every other male character in the show looks like a male character. I'm not judging or anything. It's just, as far as anime art style goes, especially when there's a girl in the class that looks almost just like him, just with green hair, and he has blue hair.
Of course, you gotta have blue hair.
Gotta have the blue hair. But yeah,
there's a new Halloween cartoon.
I saw it. It's great.
It's good.
Yeah.
I haven't yet. I haven't seen that yet. So anyway, go with your non Red Dead, so we can just talk about Red Dead for a minute.
Samantha and I have been barreling our way through the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Okay, is it good? Don't spoil it, but yeah, is it good?
It's very good.
Cool.
At first, I'm like, oh, this is not as dumb as Riverdale, but it does kind of get...
It gets that dumb?
It gets Riverdale-y?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get like soap opera-y like Riverdale mm-hmm. does, but there's some concepts that are just kind of ridiculous. By the time that she was being sued by Satan for breach of contract in witch court,
oh,
I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous now.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know those demons and their contracts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I heard that the one of the ants is being played by the woman who played Etta Candy in Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Hilda, the funny ant.
Yeah.
Of the two. Okay. Cool. Cool. How's the cast doing? So
oh, they're
far?
Great. Everybody in it's really good.
Yeah.
Well, Harvey kind of sucks, but
he's supposed to.
It's more like his character sucks because they don't give him hardly anything.
Okay.
His main reason to exist is to just be all about Sabrina.
Yeah. So
which after complaining about it, it dawned on me, is this how women feel about the majority of female characters in shows?
That could be. Yeah, that could very well be. So Salem doesn't talk?
He does
in cat form.
He does. Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
I've heard that. I haven't seen the show.
He's not in it a whole bunch either.
Really? Maybe, oh, that's a shame.
Maybe two or three episodes.
I wish they would have brought back the talking cat just use the same cat from the original Sabrina. So so it's like, you know, they're being chased by some, you know, Cthulian demon monster. They get back to the house and there's this fat puppet cat with like this weird like weird animatronic
stick
face.
Arms.
Yeah, stick arms flopping around. Yeah, that would be great.
It wouldn't fit in with the show, and it doesn't bother me. I was bothered at first, but it's a good enough show without it. Doesn't need it.
Okay.
The funny thing is, on Hulu, they do have the Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, nice.
Sabrina series.
They're like, hey, we got Sabrina too, you guys. Check it out.
Did you know Joel Hodgson did a lot of the practical effects for Sabrina?
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
That explains a lot about the way it looks.
Yep. And TV's Frank popped up in one episode as the New Year's baby.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Red Dead.
Cowboy time.
Yippee-ki-yay. It's a game.
So what do you think of it?
I mean, it's a good game. It's a stunning achievement in graphics and animation, especially. But it is. I don't think it's like terribly fun to play.
That is a problem.
It has its moments.
It has times when it's like super fun, but you got to work to get to those points.
Well, it's definitely a game where you make your own fun, because I feel like the game is more like Western simulator than it is like an action game, like say like Spider-Man or God of War was, because there's a lot of micromanagement.
Yeah, from what I've heard, it's like you have to make sure and take a shower or a bath every 20 minutes and like do this and that, or they'll like start ragging on you about being like, and you have to eat or you'll become emaciated and stinky.
But if you eat too much, you'll get fat.
Ah, well, that is a problem.
You gotta make sure your horse stays clean or else its health declines.
Yeah, and its stamina doesn't last as long either.
Yeah.
Wow, that just sounds like a bunch of tedium.
Yeah, you gotta clean your guns. Your guns get dirty.
Or else the guns don't work as much. Yeah, work as well.
You better get your gun oil, clean your guns off.
Wow, so you can have an entire play session and 90% of it can be spent with like micromanaging your health and your horse's health and your gun health?
It's not quite that bad.
It kind of feels that bad.
it depends. Well, it depends on how much you use your guns. If you're running your horse through water or things like that. You know, stuff like that. I got into a fist fight with a guy in town and got like coated in mud.
Yeah.
And I had to like go take a bath.
And when you take the bath, it's not just he goes in and comes back out clean. You have to scrub the different parts of your body to clean the mud off of you.
Oh, man.
Or you can pay a lady to come in and do it.
Yeah.
Wow. And I thought the sword breaking system in Breath of the Wild was tedious. This sounds like...
Oh, there's definitely some tedium here.
Also,
you got to make sure your camp stock too. So you got to... Like, hunting is not like a side thing like it was in the last Red Dead Redemption. You got to hunt pretty regularly.
And I am awful at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
For some reason, it seems like the animals take a lot of shots to kill. I hit a deer like 3 times before it died.
Well, one, it depends on what weapon you're using and where you hit them.
It becomes a Cabela game?
Cabela's dangerous hunts.
I mean, sometimes. I mean, those cougars are still highly lethal.
Yeah.
But I've ran into some really weird, interesting characters. Yesterday, in fact, actually, I got lost on the map running from the law after robbing a train, which was a lot of fun. And, ended up in some part of the map where there is a gang of dudes, which are former Confederate soldiers, who basically run around saying they are free men, and they'll attack like any government employee and stuff like that and whatnot.
They're sovereign citizens.
Pretty much. That's what basically what they say.
I got in a fist fight in the middle of the street in the town, and nobody was mad until I tried to loot the guy's unconscious body. And then the cops wanted me dead.
Oh, yeah. It's fine if you get into a fist fight. It's bad when you start stealing from people, says the game, where I do breaking and entering and stealing from people all the time while wearing a mask. That's important. You got to wear a mask. The whole wanted system is really interesting, actually, in that game.
Yeah. You don't go up a wanted level unless somebody sees you.
Identifies you.
And, identifies who you are.
Yes. Because you can do a crime, and if somebody didn't get a good look at you and you get away before the law comes to investigate the area, you can get away with it. They're just like, well, we don't know what happened, and they'll just leave.
Because that's the Wild West. Wicca, 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 scratch.
Jim West, Desperado. So
The story seems like it's really good, but like I have a hard time figuring out what is a story mission and what's just a regular
mission. It's the color of the icons.
The yellow ones are all story.
Mm-hmm. The white ones are side missions.
God, I've played story missions that didn't feel like they were story.
Well, a good chunk of the first part of this game is basically tutorial.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm
not out of the tutorials yet.
Well, I'm not either, really, but I'm starting to run into some stuff. Like, I did a mission where you teach Jack how to fish. It's just basically showing
teaching
you the fish.
You how to fish.
It's the fishing system. And a couple of Pinkerton guys showed up.
Oh, of course.
The pre-FBI, or U.S. Marshals, or whatever you want to call them. One of them was Ross from the last game.
Huh.
Being this is a prequel to that game.
So if you kill him, it'll create a time paradox and ruin the entire timeline.
Oh, it didn't give you an option.
Okay.
It was all cinematic dialogue. Game's really good. Voice acting's really good.
Yeah,
cool. Everybody is... And it feels like, well, especially with the people in the camp, it feels like everyone's like living their own lives.
Mm.
Like I rode into camp and two of the women were having a very heated argument.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like the one head lady, not Duchess lady, but the other one that basically kind of like watches over them all. And then Abigail, John Marston's wife. And they brought back John Marston's voice actor.
Oh, nice.
I think it's cool that John Marston is in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a younger John Marston. It's interesting to see him from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And how he got his really awful face scars.
Yeah.
Also, there's like a whole weather system, too. Like, you got to wear like the right clothes and stuff.
Nice.
My bottom line on this one is that everything is phenomenal. Animation's phenomenal. They spent a whole lot of time on everything except for maybe making the game fun.
There you go.
Or at least consistently fun.
Okay, so that's your bottom line. Josh, 1 minute, bottom line.
I like it. I like it a lot. Travel's really, really slow.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I don't like it either. Yeah, I like it. It's just, I don't think it's a 10 out of 10.
Gotcha.
I've seen some really glaring glitches at times.
But when you're juggling that much, that's to be expected.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. Yeah, plus it's like launch week of a game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's going to be bugs.
I'm enjoying it. I'm not going to say, I agree that it's not a 10 out of 10. I am worried when the online comes out that it's going to be like the GTA
online.
Oh,
it's going to be garbage.
Oh, that's not going to be good at all.
It's going to be a trash fire.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because it could be fun, but it's going to be full of children and adults with the minds of children.
Of children, yeah. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we'll get into a little bit of news.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 122 West Rensselaer Street in downtown Bucyrus, 567-806-5364, and online at subcultureoh.com.
Hey, we're back. That was Wild Wild West as remixed by Neil Cicerega, internet superstar.
Yes.
If there's something you like on the internet, he probably made it.
He probably did. Yeah.
Anyway, we're back and we've acquired a Samantha over the break.
Yay.
The dulcet tones of Wild Wild West has attracted her back to the show.
How'd you guys know?
Wow, wow, wow.
Anyway, let's talk about news.
Yeah, let's get into some news. Do we want to do the Smash Direct stuff first, or do we want to save that for, like, the dessert?
Let's save that for the dessert.
Dessert. Okay, cool. Well, let's talk about something that happened, like, super, super recently. So when we were recording the first half of the show a couple days ago, like, minutes before, Toby Fox, the guy who created Undertale, released, like a bunch of cryptic tweets and then sent you to a website that had you download something that was called, like, what was it?
Survey Program.
Survey Program. And it turned out to be, like, the first chapter of...
A new game?
A new game that's probably Undertale 2, more than likely.
I mean, it's definitely Undertale related.
Yeah.
It has the characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems very interesting and very good. I haven't played it yet. Not that I haven't had time. I just haven't been able to pull myself away from Red Dead.
Yeah, I haven't played a ton of it. We sat and played a little bit of it the other day. But from what I understand, this game has like the opposite like moral of like, or like through line of like Undertale, where Undertale's like all your decisions matter, whether you think they do or not. This one, it makes all the decisions for you. And it's like, what it's trying to say is what you want doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it makes you go through an entire character creation thing at the beginning, mm-hmm. and then throws it all away.
It does that, and then the bully character for your main character like asks you to make a decision, and then immediately says, "No, it doesn't matter." And I guess it keeps popping up over and over throughout the first chapter of it, and it is a chapter, so like there's a full game that's going to be coming after this, which is cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. And he's apparently had this in the works since before Undertale.
Really?
Yeah, he tweeted the other day showing some files, some text files with scripts in it that dated from like 2012.
Really? Wow.
So he's been cooking all this stuff. He's light years ahead of everyone.
That's impressive. Have we said what the game's called?
Deltarune.
Yeah.
Is what it's called.
Yeah.
Which is an anagram for Undertale.
Undertale, yeah.
And is also what Toriel's symbol on her her apron is called. That's the Deltarune.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's cool. I'm looking forward to playing the rest of this demo or chapter or whatever it is, and then jumping into the game when it's released.
The appetizer.
Yes.
I had half a feeling that he was just not gonna ever make anything again.
Yeah. He wouldn't need to. He doesn't need to.
Yeah. I'm delightfully surprised that he's jumped back in.
Yeah. Yeah, same here.
Still game maker and everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks the same. It acts the same, basically.
I think his spriting has gotten better
a little bit.
The first game.
It's, yeah.
It's a lot.
Oh, man, cinematic of falling through the floor.
Oh, yeah, that was really cool.
It's definitely a step up from Undertale.
Mm-hmm.
The backgrounds walking around in the cave or the underground or whatever that you wherever you are looked really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little more detail. Of course, I haven't played Undertale, the original, in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Samantha, you've never played it at all.
I know, I need to.
You should just get it on the Switch.
Probably. One of these days.
Oh, Steven Universe Save the Lights on the Switch now too.
Yeah, it just came out this week.
Cool.
That and OKKO's Let's Play Hero.
Which I've heard is very good.
It looks good.
But I had to spend my money on Diablo 3.
I'm sorry.
Why?
I don't know. I got super burned out when I played it.
Oh, I'm excited to play it on the Switch. Also, I like the console, the more direct control that you get. Mm. It's like a different game.
Okay, so speaking of video games, let's go ahead and do another one of these. So the PlayStation Classic is a thing that is going to exist soon.
Because
Sony has to get some of that sweet Nintendo money.
Yeah, they have to do everything Nintendo does after they do it, but not quite as good.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it, yeah.
I mean, my hope is this will be really good and fun.
Well, I have a list of the games that are in it.
Yeah.
And also, it's going to be way expensive.
It's $100.
That's ridiculous.
And it's a real mixed bag of games.
It is. I'm going to read through them, and just like we did for the proposed Nintendo 64 Classic. I'm just going to read through the games. You guys tell me if it's good or not good. Yes, give me your gut reaction. So we have Battle Arena Toshinden.
Eh.
It was an okay fighting series.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, I bet it doesn't if hold it holds up too great.
Oh, no, right. It had real heavy polygon work in it.
Yeah. Cool Borders 2.
Nobody wants to play that.
I played it once back in the day.
The only snowboard game that matters is SSX Tricky.
Yeah,
yeah, that one was good.
And that's PlayStation 2, so you're not going to get that.
Right. We have Destruction Derby.
That's all right.
Okay.
I mean, it's not Gran Turismo, which is what you would expect.
I'm starting to get a running theme here. It's not this, but it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, they'd have to get all those car licenses
mm-hmm.
for Gran Turismo, so this is as close as they could get.
Right. Final Fantasy VII is going to be on there.
You gotta have it.
Of course it's on there.
If they didn't have it, the streets would run red with the blood of Sony executives because people would be so angry.
Oh, yeah.
But
there would be riots in the streets.
But it's coming to the Switch, and that could potentially be the best version of it because it's Final Fantasy VII, but mobile.
Yeah.
And not nearly as buggy as, they're going to go through and make a pass of, cleaning up bugs.
Yeah, well, like it's going to be the Steam version.
Yeah,
but on the Switch.
which is good. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, the original.
Why?
Yeah. I like the original.
I mean, they're okay, but it's not the one anybody cares about. Yeah. I mean, it's not 3.
Or London.
Yeah, that one's better too.
See, we have Intelligent Cube.
I love that
game.
That's
a good puzzle game. And
it's hard, too.
And they got to have a couple puzzle games on there, so that's a good pick.
Okay, Jumping Flash.
It's a good platformer. I've never actually played it, but I've heard nothing but good things about Jumping
Flash. I played a Pizza Hut demo disc that had it.
Nice. I like that.
That's what they should put in this, is just the Pizza Hut demo disc.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Metal Gear Solid.
That's another one where they had to have.
They had to have.
I played that game backwards and front.
Yeah, it's great. It's going to be not as good without the DualShock controller, which this thing doesn't have.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah, they opted to go with the weird original controller.
Man,
yeah.
Do you think they'll have like the all the stuff in it, like going through and playing with the different like you get the stealth bandana or the stealth device and the infinite ammo bandana.
And then the
tuxedo.
Yeah, probably.
Although Psycho Mantis isn't going to move your controller because the original PlayStation controller doesn't have rumble.
Ooh, do you think it'll do the unplug thing where you get to switch ports?
It would have to, I would guess.
I mean, maybe.
Does it have wireless controllers or not? Probably not.
Probably not.
And no memory card.
He's not going to be able to read the Castlevania save game on your memory card.
I can play Castlevania.
Why does your Psycho Mantis sound like a gypsy?
I don't know.
Gypsy lady.
All right, let's keep rolling through these. Mr. Driller?
Yeah, Mr. Driller's great. I mean, it doesn't scream PlayStation at me, but...
Not really.
It's fun, though.
Yeah.
Oddworld Abe's Odyssey.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I love the Oddworld games.
I think that's an important game to the time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Like, graphically, it was way ahead of its time.
Yeah. I remember the ads for it.
It's a cool game.
Yeah. Rayman?
Sure. Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, but it doesn't have rabbids, so who cares, right?
No. Get out. You're kicked out of your own house.
Yeah, right. Resident Evil Director's Cut?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, very good. I mean... It's not going to be Resident Evil 2 because they're doing a remake of that.
Yeah.
That looks great.
Yeah.
Revelations Persona. So is this like Persona 1?
Yeah, and it's a rough one.
Okay.
It's very dated and hard to play.
Gotcha. Okay. Ridge Racer Type 4.
My favorite racing games on the PlayStation era. Actually,
you gotta have a Ridge Racer. Mm. Ridge Racer.
They were really fun.
Remember that, you guys?
I remember that. Yeah. Cody. I remember the thing.
Ridge Racer.
Hey, I actually played a lot of Ridge Racer. It was like it's a fun Japanese like arcade driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, Super Puzzle Fighters 2 Turbo. Now, I can talk about this one. This one's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great game.
I love this
Although
one.
Although it seems like they're a little heavy on the puzzle games there. We got 3 puzzle games.
They're a little heavy on the puzzle games, yeah. And kind of light on the fighting games, which the PlayStation had a handful of them.
Had a lot of them, actually.
Yeah.
Something else I saw missing from the list is rhythm games.
Yeah, yeah. There's no rhythm games.
No Busta Groove.
Yeah,
Parappa
nothing
the Rapper.
Like that.
Parappa. They want you to buy that remaster on the PlayStation 4.
I guess, yeah. Siphon Filter?
Which is a really fun shooter.
I've never actually played Siphon Filter.
One of the most, like the big memories from Siphon Filter was one of the weapons you get eventually in the game is a taser. And if you shoot somebody with it and then you hold the button down...
They burst into flames.
Yeah, yeah, you cook them.
Yeah, I've seen videos of that, yes. Let's see, Tekken 3, which, that's the right choice.
Yeah.
Why not 2, though?
Because it's 3.
Isn't 3 better?
3
Doesn't
is better.
Doesn't it have all kinds of wacky minigames?
Yeah, 3 is the better Tekken game.
There's a whole smorgasbord of activities in Tekken 3.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like fighting games go, I played Tekken, but I wasn't really a huge fan.
I was a virtual fighter boy myself.
I've never been a huge Tekken fan either.
Yeah.
I always preferred Dead or Alive.
Let's see. We have Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six.
Why?
The original Rainbow Six isn't bad.
On your PC.
Yeah, true.
I've heard that the PlayStation version of that game is not great, so I don't know why it's on there.
I remember 2 being really glitchy.
Twisted Metal should have been Twisted Metal 2.
Yeah.
Where's the new Twisted Metal?
Twisted Metal 2 World Tour was the best.
That was really, really super good.
I think the world's ready for a new Twisted Metal.
Yes.
That's ready. I agree. Absolutely.
Long overdue.
But yeah, it should be Twisted Metal 2. Twisted Metal 1 feels very empty in comparison to
this. Oh, yeah.
Agreed. And last up is Wild Arms, which...
Yes, absolutely put Wild Arms in there. It's a great game.
It's a great RPG. You know, only one of two RPGs on this list.
Yeah.
But they have the two main ones, I guess.
Mm. I mean, they could have put three RPGs instead of three puzzle games.
Where is Legend of the Dragoon?
Yeah.
Because that was a launch title, and it's probably one of my favorite RPGs.
It wasn't a launch title.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, it was not.
But it was a very good title.
Yeah.
It was, probably one of my favorite RPGs.
It was Sony saying, we need another Final Fantasy VII.
Gotcha.
Or why not the original Suikoden?
Yeah, that would have been a really good one. Or Suikoden 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could have had any of the Lunar games on there.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
Armored Core?
Yes, please.
Although I think the Japanese version is getting Armored Core, the first one.
Ooh, neat. On
it, which it would be nice to play a version of Armored Core that doesn't bug out constantly.
That would be nice.
Be great to finish that game,
right?
Finally.
Oh, man.
We can play it on Vita. I don't know if they fix it.
Well, I mean... For one, I'd have to have a Vita.
Well, yeah, if you can find a cheap Vita,
it's absolutely
worth it.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of good games.
Yeah, it really does. It is a really good system, and it's a shame what happened to it.
I'm surprised what one of the Tomb Raiders isn't on there.
I know, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest PlayStation games there are of PlayStation 1.
Everyone was talking about those cheat codes to make her topless.
Yeah, they don't exist. But yeah, it definitely needs a Tomb Raider.
It does, yeah.
I mean, it sucks about Crash Bandicoot and Spyro, but they're tied up with Activision.
Yeah. Also, they have remasters.
Yeah, and they have remasters, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Spyro's coming soon.
It is.
And Medieval. Did you see that Medieval trailer?
Yeah, that's news.
That looks pretty,
They're remastering Medieval because they're running out of things to remaster. They finally got to that game.
Hey, I love the Medieval series. Mm-hmm. I still have them.
I can't wait for the remaster of Toomba.
Another game I actually did play.
That's actually a great game.
Yeah. All right, so hey, let's blow through these next couple of news items real quick so we can get to the Smash news. Live action Attack on Titan movie.
It seems like a better idea than live action My Hero Academia.
Which we can't get back into because we got very negative last week and we should probably try to stay positive a little
bit. Well, the thing is with Attack on Titan, the world and everything lends to a really interesting action film.
And it has a little more realism to it than... Mm-hmm.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, everyone doesn't have superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone, but...
Everybody likes Spider-Man. Spider-Man works in live-action movies.
Spider-Man with knives.
Razor Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's being directed by the guy that did It.
Yeah.
The very, very good It reboot movie. So maybe this will be good. I feel good about it.
Sure, why not? I still
haven't seen it.
I don't know anything about Attack on Titan other than there's that one big guy with the no skin. But that's all I know.
The one big guy?
Well, I mean, I know there's multiple big guys, but like there's one that doesn't have any skin.
The Colossal Titan.
Whatever. Okay, so next up, this is a weird one.
Let's not be negative, but do be dismissive.
Oh, fair. You know what? Fair. Okay, that's absolutely fair. I'm sure it's a very good show. It just, the name doesn't make sense.
On Titans.
He's just the big, the Colossal Titan. Aren't they all kind of...
He's
way bigger than any other Titan.
See, I didn't know that. Thank you for informing me. I thought there were multiple big boys in that.
That's the biggest big boy.
The biggest big boy there is. Okay, fair. All right. Next news item's kind of a weird one. We shouldn't talk about it too much, but should mention it because it's weird. So there's a new season of Veronica Mars coming because their Kickstarter was so good. They're just going to keep making them until people stop caring. But this season, one of the staff writers is former NBA superstar Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
What? He's a Sherlock Holmes scholar.
He is a scholar of Sherlock Holmes. The dude loves Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, so he's going to be lending his detective skills to writing Veronica Mars, and that's kind of rad.
Can we get a show where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar solves mysteries?
Oh, man, that would be so good.
Oh, my God.
That'd be so good.
And he's got a Watson that's a talking basketball.
Yes.
No, name Hoops.
No, a Muppet with a basketball head.
Guys, did we just make the Mike Tyson Mysteries season 2?
I think we did.
I actually kind of like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's actually
it was
kind of
good show. Yeah. Yeah.
It reminded me of older not Hanna-Barbera, older Adult Swim.
Yeah. Yeah, very much. Yeah. We have Henry Cavill as Geralt
of Rivera.
Yeah, as Geraldo Rivera.
As the Witcher's Geralt, and it looks bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look great.
It's just a screen test video, so I'm assuming that's not like the final wig.
I hope not. It's the final wig.
But it's a bad wig.
It's very bad.
It's one bad hat, Harry.
Yeah,
and he doesn't look as rugged and tough.
Yeah, it's like if Superman were a beardless Gandalf.
Yeah.
An aged Legolas.
If Superman was Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII.
Yes. Yeah.
Super Roth.
No scar, no beard, drinking a potion.
No, thank you.
I mean, at least he drank a potion.
Right. I don't know. It looked really bad. And I was like, I love the games. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, well, this is based more on the books, I guess. The storyline of the series is going to be based on the books, but his visual design is based more on the games because that's what people know.
Yeah. And that's fine.
I think that's a good compromise.
It is because, well, one, people know the games.
Yeah.
Why would you want to watch a series when you can just play the game?
True.
People wouldn't care about the books if it weren't for the game, to be completely honest.
You're not wrong.
That's very true.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
And the same thing could be said about the Metro 2033 stuff.
Well, sure. Yeah. The difference between the two is the author of Metro 2033 is totally cool and happy that his books are getting extra attention. The guy who wrote The Witcher, like, hates the games. He absolutely hates them.
He recently tried to sue CD Projekt because they didn't give him enough money, even though he was the ding-dong that didn't believe in the project and said, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Just give me this money. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Give me my royalties. Yeah.
He didn't think it was going to be a thing, and then it definitely ended up being a thing.
A pretty good-sized thing. Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and get to this last thing. This is the big news of the week.
This is your dessert plate. About it.
Yeah, this is the dessert. Yes. So Nintendo had their final Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Direct here the other day, and they announced a whole bunch of, like, the remainder of the cast list for the, you know, launch.
Kind of, sort of. There's still five characters we don't know about, but we'll get to that.
But they talked about a bunch of the features. They talked about all sorts of stuff. I want to talk about the characters first. Ken looks rad.
Yeah.
Ken from Street Fighter is in this as, I guess, technically an Echo Fighter, a copy fighter of Ryu, but all of his moves are different. He just looks kind of the same.
Which, I mean, that's what Ken is.
Yeah. He's kicking Ryu, basically.
They said he's the original Echo Fighter.
And then turned around and said, no, actually, Luigi might be the original Echo Fighter. But
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. But no, he looks cool. He was part of that leak roster thing.
But that was the only correct part.
Yeah, that turned out to be a whole lot of nothing. So we actually reported on a bunch of bogus news the other week.
We did take it with a grain of salt.
We did. Yeah, we did say it's probably not right.
We should have taken it with a little more salt, because now looking back on it...
I'm just salty.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks.
Looking back on it, that leak is a bunch of crap. We should not have given that any credence, because it's a lot of really out there picks.
Chorus Kid? Do we seriously think Chorus Kids was going to be in that game?
And it was a very pandery leak, too.
It was.
Gino from Mario RPG.
And Banjo-Kazooie? And
yeah, not...
Never. That wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So along with that, the last of the main roster that was announced is a Pokemon from the newest game called...
Which is the other reason why we should have taken that leak with a grain of salt. It didn't have a new Pokemon.
Yeah, and there's always a new Pokemon.
There's always one. There's always at least one.
I'm excited to play Incineroar because he's just a big wrestle guy.
He's a cool wrestle cat. I usually don't care for the new Pokemon.
I usually don't either.
Because they're just Pokemon, but he's a cool Pokemon.
This is the closest thing to Zangief we're going to get in the game, because he even has, like, the spinning lariat.
Yeah.
They reference the Red Cyclone, which is what Zangief goes by as, like,
his
wrestling name is the Red Cyclone, and they reference him directly in the direct saying, hey, look, it's Incineroar doing his darkest lariat. You can call him a red cyclone.
They should have put Zangief in as an assist trophy and just used the animations from Incineroar.
I agree. That would be pretty rad.
Or have Incineroar do like Zangief like emotes or something.
That's one of the things. After every smash attack he does, a wrestling pose that you can cancel out of. Other moves.
He's a showman above all things.
Yeah, he like points at the crowd and like hypes them up. He's like the perfect heel.
I mean, he does wear a belt.
Mm-hmm. My favorite attack is the one where he throws the opponent and a turnbuckle.
Yeah,
like pops up out of the ground and it bounces them back at. And if you hit it again at the right point, he does like a perfect like clothesline.
Nice.
It's super good. Okay, so moving on.
One more character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Another character. The best one. It's a limited time offer thing. So from what I understand, you have until the end of January to get the game and register it in order to get this character. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay for it. It is the Piranha Plant from the Mario Brothers series.
And he's great.
He's pretty great.
It's a pick that nobody saw coming. Nobody could predict that you're going to play as a potted plant in Smash Brothers.
I saw the salt online after he was announced, and people were, man.
It's great.
And this is the kind of stuff I like that Smash mm-hmm. Brothers does.
I
stuff
like the
you
weird
don't
ones.
Expect. Yeah, mm-hmm. And not another anime sword boy. No, it's a potted plant.
Yeah.
He's got so many cool moves because the Piranha Plants are actually very versatile.
They, as it turns out, yeah, a little bit. Plus his final smash is Petey Piranha, like giant Petey Piranha from the Subspace Emissary, because he's holding on to the two cages. He was a boss in that in that mode, so that's really, really cool. So after talking about those characters, they talked about the spirits system. This is where I kind of started to tune out a little bit.
Yeah, I was not sold on these at all at first. They threw out trophies. They're gone.
Yeah, that sucks.
And now it's basically
stickers.
The stickers from the
Brawl.
From Brawl.
Yeah.
Except more in depth.
Yeah. So
maybe almost too in depth.
Yeah. So like you have like different like things based on classic characters that you can attach to your character that increase their stats.
Mm.
And then depending on how good they are, you can attach other characters to that character that attaches to your player that gives them like other abilities. Like enhanced jumping or like, I don't know, turn them into metal or something.
It just probably changes their moveset a little.
Probably a little bit.
It's probably a combination of the customization in the last game and the stickers from Brawl.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, man. It's
collect these JPEGs.
Basically, these glossy JPEGs and slap them onto your Marios.
It's cool that it allows them to add just so many more characters because it's just
JPEG. A picture. Yeah.
I mean, I saw Shantae in there, which is pretty rad.
That's pretty cool. Means she's not going to be a fighter.
That sucks.
Yeah.
She could be DLC.
Yeah, she could
probably
be
not, though.
Probably not.
If Shovel Knight didn't make it, she's not going to make it.
No. But, yeah, I'm not sold on it. I'm probably not going to use the feature unless I absolutely have to like other modes. Like, you can take the modified characters for online play, but like
the competitive community is not going to do that. That's way too many variables.
Oh yeah.
They can't deal with items and stages with more than two platforms.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they prefer to play on the level that has no platform.
The competitive community was trying to petition Nintendo to take characters out of this game because there's too many and they can't learn all the move sets. They can't learn all the matchups.
Like Bayonetta.
They just want Melee again because...
Which still exists.
That sucks. It
so
is stupid.
Just still play Melee.
Yeah. Stop whining about it.
Too many characters.
Okay.
Guess what? The characters aren't that different. A lot of them have the same moves.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated.
Okay. We're getting negative. We gotta stay positive again. So what else did they... They talked through like all of the different like granular game modes and like... They took us to the help menu and showed us how to use the help menu.
They showed us the options menu.
Yeah.
Which has different settings for if you're docked or playing it handheld, which is kind of a cool idea.
That's kind of a neat idea. But like they're so in depth on everything. They really didn't need to go that
There's no
that
mysteries
deep.
Left.
None.
Like, left nothing to the imagination.
Yeah.
You're seeing right through that outfit.
Although they did leave the single player mode. They said it exists.
Yeah.
And they showed a little bit of it
And it looks really good.
Yeah. After the spirits kind of made me go, I don't know if I like this. Then they showed the single player mode, and I'm like, I'm sold.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. Yeah.
that good Kirby adventure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it opened with a very Infinity War-esque CG cutscene where
everybody gets dissolved.
Yeah, everybody dies except Kirby.
Yeah.
And Snake is hidden in his box.
Yep.
There's a shot of the cardboard box just sitting there, and then it gets evaporated by the laser.
So, at least some of them tried to put up a fight.
Yeah.
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 Sonic dies trying to help Pikachu.
Yeah, and that's super good.
Yeah. They're buddies. They're both rodents.
And then the Wii Fit trainer died just doing yoga poses with the villager, because why not?
She was trying to block it with that move that she has.
Maybe she was.
Block move.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
I don't know what the villager was doing. Who knows what that guy.
Well, maybe he was trying to put it in his pocket. Like his.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
His absorb move. Link's shield blocked a few of them before it got him.
Yeah.
Should have had the mirror shield.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's called something of light.
World of Light.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of a generic name, but I'm in. It looks good. Why not?
Sure. Showed a lot of top-down moving around on a map. That mm-hmm. It looked like a Mario Party board.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you can find hidden paths and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks more in-depth than the last game, which means there's something
there.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So, all in all, I'm excited for it. They also announced, we're running out of time, but they also announced 5 DLC characters. And they're going to come in packs of like one character, a stage, a related stage, and a handful of music tracks for $6 a piece, or $25 for the
season pass.
Basically, you save $5 if you do it that way. And they're going to release them kind of as they go throughout the year. And you know there's going to be a season 2 and a season 3 probably. As long as this game makes money, they're going to be cranking out.
There will be characters forever.
Until Sakurai collapses from exhaustion.
He looked very tired.
Until he turns into a spirit.
Yeah, he looked so tired. He even referenced. He looked at the camera and blinked and said, I don't know if I'm ever going to get a break. All right. So, hey, we are actually at time. I'm sure we could talk about Smash for another half hour, but we got to kind of wrap things up. But you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com. We're going through some changes. It's coming changes. Eventually. We're getting it. We're getting it there. By next week, it'll be up and running.
Turn and face new hosting. changes.
That was good. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Why not? YouTube.
Sure, why not?
Nerd Overload TV is what it's called.
Yep, it's over there. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play. Tune in, and just about anywhere else you can find a podcast, you can find our show.
Watch the trailer for my game, believethegame.com.
Yeah, go do that. That's really cool. It's a really good one. Anyway, we also have t-shirts for sale, bit.ly/nerdoverloadt. We have some cool stuff. We're going to have some more cool stuff planned. And a little bit of that goes back and helps support the show. So we would really appreciate it if everybody bought a t-shirt. That'd be pretty cool. Anyway, thank you again for tuning in. And we will be back next week.
Peace out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.